It's that time again for Kingdom Building, right here on WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM. Stay tuned for Kingdom Building.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. You're promising righteousness.
WAIF FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Building. We're here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. You know, very rarely do I give our names, so I'm going to give our names today. It's something that, it's not about us, it's about Jesus. So we don't really, you know, try to draw any attention to us, because all the attention needs to be drawn to Him. So my name's Rich, here with Oscar and Mike. God bless you guys. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Doing great.
Isn't it an awesome, beautiful day? Last night, Julie and I stayed out on the deck and looked up, and the stars were everywhere. Yeah. I mean, just billions of them. And what a beautiful evening it was. I don't think we went in until 10:30. Another couple came over. We grilled out a little bit, and it was just a beautiful day and a beautiful evening, and also another nice day before it gets hot this weekend.
Yep.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Well, anyway, all those that have absolutely no concerns in their life, can go ahead and get off the air right now. You can go ahead and turn your radio off. If there's if your life is 100% perfect, going exactly the way you want it to go, this may not be for you. But you know what? You'll still get something out of it if you just hang in there. But we're going to talk today about don't quit. Just keep trying. Just keep at it. Don't give up. It's easy to get so frustrated that you say, excuse my language here, screw it, I'm done. I'm done, man. I've had all I can take. I've had it up to here, and guess what? I'm not going to sit here and deal with this anymore. Well, you know, we all go through stuff, and I you think that the older you get, the less stuff you'll have to go through. That's a lie. That's a lie, you know. You think the older you get, the more you're going to be able to kick back and relax and do all the fun things and whatever. There's always something going on. And so I just felt like the Lord wanted us to just give encouragement out today. We're just going to encourage you today. So just sit back and soak in the encouragement today. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to encourage you to keep fighting the good fight, Paul said, you know. So mm-hmm. Let's fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And let's get through some of these situations that we're in. Let's get through some of these circumstances that kind of give us a situation, you know, just kind of gives us an uneasiness sometimes. And we can sit there and quote scriptures until the cows come home, but sooner or later it's got to get down in us before we're going to be able to apply those scriptures in our everyday life. And so we're going to start applying those scriptures in our everyday life. And so I'm going to get things started off, guys, with just a few scriptures. And And I'm going to start off with 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. Mm-hmm. And it's in the Message. And I like how it starts. It says, "We're not keeping this quiet. No, not on your life. Just as the psalmist who wrote, 'I believed and I said it, and I said it.'" We say what we believe. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus will just as certainly raise us up with you, mm-hmm. alive. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise. Here we go. "So we're not giving up." Verse 16. "So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the good, compared to the coming good times. The lavish celebration prepared for us." Never heard it quite put that way. I like that. "There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow." I mean, isn't that the truth? I mean, some of the things you struggled with years ago, you look back, even if it was a month ago, sometimes some of the things you were struggling with, it's already behind you. It didn't take you down. It just caused you to be a little upset or frustrated or whatever, and we just got to look at things that way. It says, "But things we can't see now will last forever." So basically, that's going with the King James. The things that are of the natural go away. The things that are eternal will last forever. So, and now I'm going to go on and just finish up with Romans 8:28. "And we know," this is in the Amplified, "with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his plan and purpose." Mm-hmm. So if you're going through something, you know, we are here to pray with you. We're here to encourage you. Give us a call, 749-1444, and we'll do just that. And we believe that God will show up in a mighty way, mm-hmm. and our prayers will be answered. We have faith to believe that.
Amen.
All right. So go ahead, guys. Jump all over that.
Well, you know, I'm going to just start by saying exactly what I just told you not 15 minutes ago, not 10 minutes ago. You know, I had a situation yesterday that in the scope of things was absolutely nothing, but I allowed it to get to me. And, you know, how many times in our lives do we do something like that? You know, something that in the big plan, God's big plan for our life, do we allow some little silly thing to jump right into our face and turn us upside down and rattle our cage? And then 10 minutes later, it's all gone. You know?
It's the old expression, don't sweat the small stuff. But guess what? Sometimes the small stuff is what gets you.
That's what gets you the most. But, you know, Rich, I've learned over the last few years that, you know, if I can just take a moment and pause before I start reacting, you know, and say, okay, Lord, it's okay, you know, just say, okay, Lord. You know, it takes the sting out of a lot of stuff.
We made it this far. Guess what? He'll see us through the rest of the way.
And try and simplify my thought processes, you know, instead of overthinking. You know, if you can simplify your thought processes and give them over to the Lord, you're going to have a whole lot less trouble.
I think what you're saying is when our mind gets in the world, we're in trouble.
Amen, brother.
We're in trouble.
Amen.
You know, we're not this dual-natured person, but that's what we're fighting, is that dual nature. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I'm just reminded of John 16:33. It says, Jesus is speaking this, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace." Mm-hmm. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. Let's see, which one do I want to pick? I mean, that's a real difficult decision. That no, it's not difficult at all. I mean, I'll take Jesus in peace. And he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Well, let him overcome your world. Mm-hmm. Your world's going to do nothing but get you in trouble, get you angry, get you upset, increase your blood pressure. All these bad things that's going to happen if you don't get out of your world and into his world.
That's right.
You know, in his world, there's peace.
That's right. If you're walking in his will and in his plan.
What was that scripture again?
That was John 16:33.
Okay.
That Jesus said that in the world you have tribulation, but in me.
Yeah.
We're to be in him.
Yeah. I was going to read that to you out of the Amplified Bible.
Okay.
Oh, let me find it here. Okay, wait a minute. John 16:33.
Mm-hmm.
I like it the way it reads in the Amplified Bible. It's really good. Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Let it rip.
Okay. I have told you these things to prepare you for the rough times ahead. They're going to throw you out of the meeting places. There's even going to come a time when everyone who kills you will think that he's doing God a favor and will think that they will do these things because they never really understood the Father. I've told you these things so that when the time comes, that they start, let's see, wait a minute. That's a different scripture, but that's good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, let me get third. Jesus said unto them, do you finally believe? In fact, 16:33 it was?
Yes.
Okay. I have told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace in this godless world. You will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart. I have conquered the world for you. That's message.
That's the message.
I didn't give you the right translation there. Sorry. Let me get the right one.
Well, you're doing that. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
Wow. My grace is sufficient. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is. Paul said, I have had a thorn in the flesh.
That's right.
And three times I asked him to take it out. And he says, and the Lord only said to him, didn't take it out. Folks, sometimes you know, things are going to happen. It's not going
to
be changed. And it's okay because his grace is sufficient for you. And my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest on me.
For some reason, Wi-Fi isn't working for my computer here today. But I'll tell you basically what that scripture says. It said, I had told you these things, and this is the way it sort of reads in the Amplified, so that in me you might have confidence. It says, in the world you'll have tribulation. It says, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I've conquered it for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize he conquered it for you, you know, you don't have to walk in defeat all the time. You know, I'll share you a little story real quick. I was going to rehab for, I'd had a heart issue, you know, and I've been going and exercising. They're trying to kill me.
The heart attack didn't. The
exercise.
The exercise
you said,
will.
You said you're feeling really good.
But afterwards, on Wednesdays, sometimes they have these classes that they want you to go to on nutrition and different things. And today it was on stress. So we're in this class, and, you know, I'm having a kind of a stressful day today. I went up by Mark's house last night, my son, and his right calf on his leg was swollen really large, you know. And I told him, I said, "Boy, what's wrong with your leg?" And he says, "Oh, I don't know. It's just swollen up." And I told him, I said, "You need to go have that checked out because you might have a blood clot or something in there." Well, anyway, he went. They put him on some blood thinners, and he was supposed to go to have a Doppler thing today and see if he might have a blood clot in his leg or something. Well, you know, so when they took my blood pressure today at the rehab place,
just
blood clot.
Well, that's good.
Praise the Lord.
My wife just said, he just sent a message, said no blood clot. Well, thank you, God. I appreciate that. But anyway, I was a little stressed, so my blood pressure was a little bit higher than normal. Mm-hmm. And everything. So I thought, well, I better go to this class today because I am a little bit, you know, a little bit worried about him. And anyway, so we're in there, and this guy that's teaching the class, he was a chaplain at the church, at the hospital. Yeah. And, you know, he's telling us all these ways to alleviate stress, you know. And one of the other guys that's in there, he's a pastor also. And then the other guy was like a vice president of a company. So we're sitting there, and then he starts telling us, he says, you know, he says, I just had a situation where a large part of my family was up visiting. And he said that we had all these different people and four dogs and all this other kind of stuff, you know. And he says, and that was over the weekend. And he says, and I go home on Monday. And he said, everyone's gone, including my wife, telling me that she's leaving me, that she left me and went back to the South, because they originally were from the South. And I'm thinking, man, and you're teaching a class on no stress? I'm thinking, you probably got tons of stress right now, you know. And I told him, I said, well, boy, I said, we'll be praying for you, you know. And, you know, but so many times we get hit with things in our life and we wonder, why in the world is something like this happening to me? You know what I mean? And yet there's always someone who has a way worse situation than you do.
Always.
And here this guy, you know, he's teaching a class on how for you not to be stressed. And I don't know how in the world he could not have been stressed.
That's one of the most stressful things in the world is when your spouse leaves.
And he said he didn't. There was nothing said that, you know, that indicated that she was going to leave or anything. She just up took the kids and was gone back to the South. And he said, you know, he said, I'm just hoping that we can have a good relationship for the kids' sake later on. He said, you know, obviously she doesn't want to stay with me. He said, I don't know what the deal is because she never did talk to me about it. So, I mean, but I'll just tell you the guy's first name. I won't tell you his last name. And it was Jeffrey. So even you people out there who are Christians, remember Jeffrey in your prayers. Because, I mean, that has to be just an awfully gut-wrenching thing to come home and all of a sudden your wife just left you and took your kids and everything else and had given you no indication that was going to happen, you know. And so many times, like I say, we think we got a little bit of a problem, and then you'll run across somebody else that's got a way better, bigger problem than we do. But the good thing is that in the world, like it said in that scriptures, you'll have tribulation.
Yep, it's coming.
But in the Amplified, he said, take courage. Be certain, be undaunted, for I have overcome the world for you. So we can overcome through what Jesus did for us on Calvary, you know.
In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. So don't you know, think it not strange when these things come your way, because guess what? They're going to come your way.
Yeah, they are.
This is all to perfect you. This is all to bring you into a more strengthened relationship with the Lord, because when you're dependent on and counting on him and surrendered your life to him, mm-hmm. guess what? It's going to make it so much easier to get through these problems because you're not doing it alone. He's there. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So it says that no temptation is overtaking you that is not common to man. Everybody deals with stuff, you know. Stuff is going to continue to happen. God is faithful. Boy, that's a word.
Yes, it is.
God is faithful. If you're in a situation that you're trusting in God, guess what? He's faithful not just once in a while, not just most of the time. He is faithful all the time. And it says, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape.
Yeah.
That you may be able to endure it. I've heard a brother say that if you don't take that way of escape, guess what? You're going to keep reliving it and reliving it and rehashing it and rehashing it. You're going to go around that mountain time and time and time and time again until you finally take that way of escape. And that way of escape is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He provides the way of escape, because then now it's you and him. Him and you, you and him. And now, when you're weak, he's strong. And we're weak when we're in those situations. We're weak. We just don't know what to do sometimes. Well, what we do is we press into Jesus.
Right. I finally got that scripture to come up. I'm going to read it to you now. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulations and distresses and sufferings, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world, conquered it, and accomplished my victory is abiding. You know, he's conquered it for us.
Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. They're coming. They're going to come.
That's right.
Don't you think for a second, oh, now I've surrendered to Jesus. Now I'll have no problems in this world at all. I'll not have to deal with anything because Jesus is going to take care of it all. Well, you know what? He will, but you got to let him.
Yeah.
And what we do is we keep going back and picking it back up again. Right. And then we'd say, oh, no, Jesus, we surrendered. No, next thing you know, we're picking it back up again. And how'd that person do that to me? I don't understand this. This is not good. This is not right. How could Jesus let this happen to me, you know? But it says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you.
Yeah,
he's there, folks. He's there. Yeah. But if you want to do it on your own, guess what? He'll let you. He'll let you. You know, he'll let you do all of this on your own. And I guarantee you, your blood pressure will be up. Your cholesterol will be up. You know, your worry is going to be up. Your fret's going to be up. And guess what? You don't need to carry that stuff around, because he said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. I care about you. So just cast all that on me and be free from all that garbage. Take the garbage out to the curb and leave it there. Don't go back and jump in, do dumpster diving and jump back in there and pull stuff out. Leave the garbage in the garbage. Amen. and move on.
You know, the underlying theme of all the scriptures we've been talking about this morning is we're never alone. And, you know, like you said, Rich, he may let us go through it, but we're never there by ourselves. And we have, unless you want to be, and we have the choice, we have the option of allowing him to take control of the situation and lead us through the situation. And that's the escape we were talking about. Allow him to lead us through the escape door.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And boy, I love that.
Yeah,
I
me
love
too.
That.
You're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati. So glad that you've tuned in today. If this is hitting home with any of you, give us a call, 749-1444. That's 749-1444. You never have to give your name if you don't want to. If you want to, that's fine. We're here to pray with you. But if you have a comment on the program or you've had an experience yourself, give us a call at 749-1444.
Yeah, I remember there was an evangelist that came through church. It's been a long, long time ago. Well, I shouldn't say a long, long time, but it's been a while. And I can remember what you said it before. He was talking, and he said, how many times are you going to walk around that mountain? How many times?
Yeah.
You know? And what happens when you go around in circles? What do? You see the same thing
over and over.
Isn't it time to give it up?
Wasn't there a song back in the 70s, You Got Me Going in Circles?
Friends Lines of Distinction.
Dun, 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 dun.
Whoa, Oscar. Oh.
Yeah. Round and round you go. You got me.
I didn't know he was a rock and roll maven.
That's some good R&B right there, man.
I can tell you the good R&B stuff.
That's the best.
That's the best. Yeah.
So, you know, don't let anybody get you going in circles. Don't, you know, because guess what? If they think they can control you, just like the brother whose wife just left him. You know, basically, she didn't talk to him. She didn't discuss it with him. Yeah. She didn't do anything. She just walked out.
Yeah.
So, you know, so basically, he can let her control him, you know, by just going round in circles. What did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? What, you know, why is she really leaving me? What is the real problem? You know, all that is going in circles, going in circles. She got him going in circles, and you got to get off that merry-go-round and start thinking clearly with the mind of Christ and not with your old carnal thinking.
Yeah, you know, I really think that because I don't believe that normally he would have even shared that today, but I honestly believe that he shared that today because there was two ministers sitting in that group, you know. And I think deep down inside, maybe he sensed that we would pray for him, you know.
Yeah,
and we
did, you know. He needs prayer.
Yeah, does. He does. And you know, she needs prayer, too, because there's something underlying there that's made her do that, you know.
Kids need prayer.
And a lot of times when you move from they moved from the South up here, you know, and, you know, this is a whole different
culture
up here.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you move away from all your family and your friends and all that kind of stuff, sometimes you just think, well, if I go back home, everything will be okay.
Yeah, it's
you get
not.
Back home, it's not.
No.
And I was just praying today, Lord, I know God's a God of restoration. And when I prayed for him, I was basically praying, Lord, just allow him, you know, allow her to come to the conclusion that, you know, that their marriage is worth saving, you know, not to run off, because that's not going to solve
anything. That's not going to solve a thing.
You know.
No.
But anyway, you know, and you know, we'll see what happens, but I don't know if I'll see him again, because they only come and do these classes every so often, you know.
Well, we need to keep the family in prayer.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, he had like three daughters, I think he said, or something like that.
God knows who they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're listening to Kingdom Building here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati, and we're going to take a break here and do some PSAs.
It's 12:30 already?
Almost. It's almost 12:30. Yes, it is.
Bethany House Services offering emergency shelter and supportive service to homeless women and children. Needs volunteers in the areas of child care, receptionist, maintenance, committee work, and tutoring. For more information about volunteering for Bethany House, call 513-921-1131 or www.bethanyhouseservices.org. Remember to join Vince Morton and friends every Friday morning from 5 to 8 for the best in recorded gospel music and prayer. Take a few minutes to call your friends and neighbors and tell them to tune into the Vince Morton Gospel Hour on WAIF 88.3. Suicide is the 11th most frequent cause of death in the U.S. Someone dies from suicide every 16 minutes. Wow.
Boy, that's sad. That's a shame.
Suicidal ideas and attempts to harm oneself are the result of problems that may seem like they cannot be fixed. That's what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Seek professional help. Call the toll-free National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. Lines are open 24/7, or you can visit the website, www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Well, you're listening to Kingdom Building. We're here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. And today we're talking about don't give up. You may feel like it, but don't. Don't give up. Keep trying. You know, press into the Lord. Sometimes when things come our way, our first reaction is to react. You know? Our first reaction is to, okay, the filter goes off, and out of our mouth comes whatever is there, you know? And that's usually not a good thing. So our encouragement to you today is when something comes your way, take advantage of the scripture that's in Isaiah 40, 31. It says, but they who wait for the Lord. Amen. Wait for the Lord in your situation, you know. Amen. Don't go off half-cocked. Go in there and take a second, take a deep breath, go within instead of letting everything go out, and wait on the Lord. And waiting on the Lord does not mean doing nothing. What it means is you start getting into prayer, get into praise. You know, you worship him that, Lord, you're bigger than this problem. You're bigger than any situation that could ever come my way. And guess what? He'll renew your strength. He'll bring you strength, because it says that in Philippians 3:13 that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. When you're weak, he's strong. So let him be strong. It says they shall mount up with wings mm-hmm. like eagles. Wonder why that he used that analogy of an eagle mounting up with its wings. And we've talked a lot about that in this program, and how an eagle, basically, when an eagle's flying, they don't do a lot of flapping. And so basically what that's saying is you got to rest in the Lord. You know, mm-hmm. you got to rest in him. You can't sit there and just keep flapping. If you keep flapping your wings, you're not going to get anywhere. And it says, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I mean, mm-hmm. I think everybody can benefit from that today. Waiting mm-hmm. on the Lord, just not reacting and jumping out there when something comes your way that's not quite what you want, or not quite the way you thought it was going to work out, or whatever. But to just stop and wait. There's a lot of wisdom in that, really. Mm-hmm. And I think the Lord's given us that wisdom here today to just keep our mouth shut when something comes our way, or someone offends us or hurts us or whatever. Just keep your mouth shut, go within, and wait upon the Lord.
You know, that scripture there is partially what our church name was founded upon, Isaiah 40. You know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as an eagle. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. You know, like you said, an eagle doesn't do a lot of wing flapping. They will flap their wings a few times until they just get up off of the ground or get up out of a tree, and then they'll catch the thermals. And they'll actually catch the winds of adversity, the winds that are blowing against them, and they will stretch their wings so far mm-hmm. that those wings will, and that wind will cause them to soar up into the heavens. And, you know, we used to sing this song, rise and soar into the sunlight rays, using both your wings of prayer and praise. Mount like eagles higher in the sky. And you'll find things look so different as you fly. And, you know, a lot of times, if you want to get a different perspective on what's even happening in your life and look at it from God's point of view, begin to praise him and begin to pray and say, Lord, I'm just trusting you, and I'm going to lift both of my wings of prayer and praise and let the wind of your spirit blow beneath them and cause me to soar into a higher realm. You know, eagles also, when they get up into the air, they have what we call eagle vision. They can see minutely things that are moving on the ground and that are going on the ground, and they have a different perspective. And a lot of times when you're down on the earthly realm looking at stuff, it looks a whole lot different mm-hmm. because you have very limited vision. You only see what's right in front of you. But boy, when you get into the realm of the Spirit and God and you soar into the heavenly realms, you begin to have more vast vision, and you begin to realize, well, God's in control of all this thing.
Your perspective changes.
It changes yeah. completely. And you know, the thing about it is then it begins to make it to the point to where you know, where you don't struggle as much. You don't see eagles struggling up in the wind. Mm-mm. They just, it's kind of neat to watch them. They just stick them wings out, and, man, they just soar around and hardly no effort at all and just catch those thermals, and they'll rise real high, and then they come down, and they swoop and do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and when it says they'll run and not be weary, they'll walk and not faint, and a lot of times we want our strength renewed like the eagles. Well, the way eagles do is every so often they go into hiding, and they will go up and they'll get up into a cliff or up into the rocks somewhere high up, and they literally will break their beak, and they will shed all their feathers. They will molt and shed all their feathers. And then they will stay there until they all grow back, until their beak grows back. Well, then they've got all new feathers, and they can soar even better. And they also have that beak, you know, that will provide them with food and everything else. And so many times you might find yourself in a situation where you feel like, man, my beak is broke. I can't even receive the word of God anymore, or I can't even begin to soar into the heavenlies anymore. Hang in there and wait upon God, mm-hmm. like you're saying, mm-hmm. and he'll renew your strength. You know, you'll mount up with wings like an eagle, and it's just a wonderful thing when you, and if you look at the whole story of eagles, not only that, but when eagles have small birds, when their little baby birds are there, after they've grown to a certain point, a lot of time the mother eagle or the will take them little babies and stick them on their back and jump off of a cliff and start soaring and then pull out from underneath that little baby. And they do that so that that little baby will all of a sudden have to stretch its wings out and learn to fly. And then right before they hit the ground, sometimes they'll swoop back down and grab them, you know, and take them up again. And they'll do that. And sometimes you feel like, sometimes a situation happens in your life, you feel like, God, you've thrown me out of the nest, you know. But I tell you what, he doesn't do that for no reason at all, because all things work together for good of them that love the Lord, mm-hmm. and are they called according to his purpose. And he loves you with an everlasting love. And no matter what's going on in your life today, even if you feel like, boy, he's dropped me from the high places and I don't feel very safe, let me tell you what. He won't let you hit the ground.
No.
You know?
Nope. I just want to read this again. If you just tuned in, we're talking about just hanging in there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't keep trying, you know? And there's no better way to deal with any situation but trusting in the Lord. And, I mean, that's kind of what we're saying this whole everything we're saying is saying, hey, trust in him. I mean, let's face it, folks, he created it all.
Yeah.
He created everything. So if there's anybody you can trust, there's a lot of people you can't trust in. That's just a fact. But you can trust in him for sure. And in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, it says, so we're not giving up.
Yeah.
So that's got to be your theme today. Whatever you feel like giving up on, your theme has changed. It says, so we're not giving up. How could we? And I think that how could we comes in is that all the answers are with him. Mm-hmm. They're all yes and amen. So how could we give up?
Yeah.
We'd have to give up on him if we're going to give up. We're not going to give up on him, and we're not going to give up on anything that challenges us. It says, even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. And his mercies are new and afresh every morning, right?
That's right.
These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times. And I believe we've got some really good times that are coming. I believe they're right around the corner. And we can't be beat down when the good times come. We got to be ready to accept those good times and enjoy those good times. The Bible goes on to say in the message, it says, the lavish celebration prepared for us. God has prepared a lavish celebration for you. But guess what? You have to endure these things. You have to Trust in him that he knows what's best for you. And if you do, guess what? You've got a lavish celebration that's been prepared specifically for you. Right. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today and gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever. So there you are. The things you can't see, you know, you can't see Jesus Christ. He's in your heart. You've felt him before. You've heard his voice before. You've even seen him in operation before. But guess what? Jesus Christ had to go away, he said. He said, I have to go away, but I'll send you a comforter. I'll send you the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, that Holy Spirit came forth. And those folks that were afraid and those folks that didn't know what to do next, guess what? They went into the upper room and they waited. They waited because they trusted that the Lord was going to send that comforter, that Holy Spirit. And what happened? A mighty rushing wind came in the room and cloven tongues of fire came upon their heads. And they were encouraged and they boldly went out and started preaching the gospel. And thousands came to the Lord in that period of time.
Yeah.
There's what, 120 in the upper room?
120.
So 120 in the upper room, and then thousands on the streets where they were preaching.
Right.
So guess what? That is available to you today. You can have that same power. You can have that same anointing. You can have all that right here today. But it can't come when you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself and you're focused on your problems and not on him. So take that stuff out, like we said in the first half hour. Take the garbage out, leave it out.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame, Rich, that there are people that get so consumed with situations in their lives that they miss the grace that God gives them. It's available to them.
It's there.
And let me tell you, you can miss it.
He said it's finished, Mike.
Yeah.
So that means he's done about all he's going to do. Yeah. You got to do the rest, you know?
That's right.
And that's through trusting him, and that's through allowing. I mean, you got to stay in the Word. You got to know his Word. I mean, I can't tell you the times. A simple scripture in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can't tell you the amount of times I've quoted that scripture when I was in a weak moment, when I was in a situation that I didn't know what to do, when I was in a situation where I wanted to just throw my hands up and quit. I can't tell you the times I've quoted that scripture. It's given me so much comfort and strength that, you know, and there's others. All things work together for your good. All things. That doesn't mean 99.9% of things. That means everything. Even the bad? Yes, the bad. Okay? You're going to get through it. You will. Trust me. You're going to get through it. Well, trust him. Don't trust me, but trust my words. You're going to get through it if you trust him. You will get through it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm a poet and I don't know it.
Yep. You know, Romans, the 8th chapter, starting with verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long and accounted for sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And buddy, if you take that promise to the bank, that's a promise right there. But it's saying no matter what's going on, nothing can really separate you from that love of God. But you have to begin to believe what the Word says. That's your part of it, is believing it. You know, if you don't believe it, you're not going to tend to receive it, you know.
That's right.
And you have to believe it. And, you know, Scripture says he'll honor his Word above his name. And I tell you what, he honors his name pretty. There's no other name given amongst heaven whereby you must be saved than the name of Jesus. And he honors that name of Jesus very, 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 very strongly. So if he's going to honor his word above his name, you can take his word to the bank. And buddy, it's going to cash every time if you'll just trust him, you know.
Amen. Of course, we quote James all the time, consider it a sheer gift. Mm-hmm. A sheer gift?
Yeah.
Stay tuned because you're going to say, what? Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. That's a perspective that you really have to ask the Lord to help you with, because that is so contrary to our natural tendencies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says that you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed and not deficient in any way. Mm-hmm. I think J.B. Phillips says, don't look upon the... You got it?
Right here.
Go ahead and read it.
Yeah. It says, when all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. But let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed, and you will find you have become men of mature character with the right sort of independence. And if in the process any of you does not know how to meet a particular problem, he has only to ask God, who gives generously to all men without making them feel foolish or guilty, that he may be quite sure that the necessary wisdom will be given to him.
Yeah.
That's a great scripture.
Yes.
That's a great scripture.
It's an awesome scripture. I mean, I think it's time we pray. We're going to pray for you, Cincinnati. We're going to pray for everyone listening, because no one's calling in, so we're just going to assume that you're just listening. Yeah. And guess what? This prayer goes out to each and every one of you that are listening right now.
Amen.
You want me to, or you want to?
It doesn't make any difference.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, that name above all names, we come into your presence right now. Lord, we ask you to just let your peace go through these airwaves and just settle in people's lives, that no matter what's going on, what problems they have today, what tribulation is going on in their life or whatever, that, Lord, you are their peace. You are the source of all peace and all love. And I just ask you in your precious name to just let them feel that love and that peace. Let them feel that peace that passes all understanding. And that if they'll cast their cares upon you because you care for them, then all of a sudden that burden will be lifted. And Father, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, and I give you the honor, and I ask that your anointing would just break any yokes that's trying to push people down or trying to bind them down, and release them into that joy of the Lord, because that joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
While you were praying, I really believe that right now the anointing breaks the yokes, and I was going to even say that, and you prayed it. So I believe we need to bring this out.
Yeah.
So the anointing breaks the yokes.
Yeah.
The anointing is here.
Yeah.
You sense the anointing in that prayer. So right now, wherever you are, speak out loud. I mean, if someone thinks you're crazy, that's great. You know, you're out of your mind because you're in the mind of Christ.
Right.
So that's good. But speak forth that concern, that care. Speak forth that trial, that tribulation that's come upon you. Speak forth the challenge. Speak forth all these things that troubles you and easily besets you. And speak that forth, because I believe the anointing will just come in and break it right off of you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So speak it forth. And if you feel so inclined, give us a call at 749-1444. That's 749-1444. And we just pray that you receive something out of this today. There's been a lot. And we just believe, in the name of Jesus, we believe that you have received some things that will bring about you know, a better trust in him that would bring about a resolution to some of these cares and concerns that you have, that would bring about a closer relationship with the Lord, because that's the only reason we're on this, on these airwaves. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. That's for sure. And he's got all the answers, and the only answers we might have are the answers that he gives us.
That's right.
And other than that, we have no answers. You have no answers. Nobody has answers over and beyond, you know, medication's not the answer.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that everybody should drop their pills in the toilet and flush them down. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, you know, all these other ways of getting tea leaves read and whatever, that's not your answer.
That's right.
You know, if it doesn't point to Jesus, then it's a dead end. And you need to go back where you came from and then go down the path of Jesus, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And there's no life outside of his life. And sooner or later, you'll find it. If you're out there seeking and you don't know what to do, try Jesus. Just try. And develops a relationship with him and realizes that there's no love out there in the world that can even, you know, hold a flame to the burning love that he has for you. I don't know how anybody could go back. So just give Jesus a try right now. If you're listening and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, just ask him today, right now, just come into my life, Jesus. I know that if you do, I've been forgiven of all my sins. You know, I thank you for forgiving those sins. I thank you for putting me on the right track. I thank you for showing me the way. And I want to serve you the rest of my life. And I'll tell you, he'll receive you. It will change your life. Will all your problems go away? No. But guess what? You'll have someone there to share those with, and he is no. There's nobody out there that you can share your problems with that cares any more than he does and loves you any more than he does.
That's right. You know, Rich, the intro song that you always play when when this radio program goes on the air. Words of it are righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, those things, that's the kingdom of God.
It is.
And if you don't know righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost today, it's very simple. All you have to do is say, Lord, come into my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's standing there at the door knocking.
Yes, he is.
And if you'll just open the door of your heart and say, Lord, come into my heart and let bring that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, then your life will totally change.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll enter into the kingdom of God. You will.
And again, we're not going to sit here and tell you that, I mean, the Bible's full. Paul talks a lot about, even Jesus did, that you're going to have trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
You know, would you want to go face these things by yourself, or would you want to face those things with someone who can do something about it? Jesus can do something about it.
Well, even Paul said to himself, I do the things that I don't want to do.
Yep.
You know, how many times are we doing that? You know, we do the things that we don't want to do, but he had faith that God was going to take to get him through that.
Mm-hmm. And this relationship is not a performance-based relationship. Many people believe out there that if I do good and all that, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing good, don't get me wrong, but if I do good, God will bless me. If I do bad, God's going to smack me down.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the relationship we're talking about.
No, it's not.
The relationship we're talking about, it's a free gift. It's already been given. It's a free gift. He's not, I mean, does he want you to walk the straight and narrow, so to speak? Does he want you to love everybody? Yes. Does he want you to do all the right things? Yes. But he knows you're not. He already knows. And so guess what? He forgives you anyway. He forgives you anyway. And all you have to do is, when you fall short, is say, Lord, I fell short. You know, I just need you to dust me off and put me back on the road again. And he will. He will. So it's not a matter of, am I good enough to get into heaven? Well, guess what? No. The answer is no. I don't care if you're Mother Teresa or if you're Gandhi or if you're whoever you are, you are not good enough to get into heaven. But he is.
That's right.
And he paid the price so that you don't have to pay the price.
That's right.
He died so that you don't have to die. And I'm not talking a physical death with this body, but I'm talking about you have life. And you have life abundantly just by believing in what he did when he said it is finished at the cross. It's a finished work, folks. He's already done it. So all we have to do is believe it and start walking in it and start sharing it with everybody we can that, look, it's not a performance-based walk in relationship. It's all about grace. And if some people have a problem with that, I'm sorry, but that's Bible. I mean, that is the truth.
Well, you know, we walk, the scripture tells us basically that it's not by works, it's by grace. And you know, grace, the definition that's given for grace is the divine influence upon the heart, its reflection into life. That's a true definition of grace when you get down to it, because it's him influencing you from the inside out. You know, you've tried a lot of times to change your life, and you can't.
Mm-mm.
But I tell you what, when you invite Jesus to come in, he can change your life.
Yes, he can.
He will.
He will.
You know. And then when temptations, let me read just one more little scripture quick. In Philip's, that first chapter, the 12th verse says, and this is out of the Phillips translation, it says, the man who patiently endures temptations and trials that come to him is a truly happy man. For once he is tested, is complete, he will receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to all who love him. And you know, even when those temptations come to you, after you've come through those places and those frustrations and all those other things, And he causes us to be victorious because of what he did, not because of what we do.
Right.
But when that happens, he's promised to you the crown of life, to everyone. He's promised to everyone who loves him, because he first loved us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Go ahead, Mike. Finish it off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was going to say this real quick. You know, if it was performance-based and we thought if we're not doing the right thing and God's going to smack us down, do you think we'd get back up?
Do you think we'd be here today?
That's right.
I can tell you I wouldn't be, because I've done some things that...
the three of us wouldn't be here, would we?
he would have a right to smack me down, but guess what? He loves me in spite of that. And man, isn't love a much better way to bring someone up than to bring them up through fear? You know, I mean, if you're a parent, I guarantee that you'll get a lot more with love than you will fear. I've tried them both as a parent, and I'm telling you, the fear thing doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't, no.
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Well, let's just end it this way, guys, folks. You know, we've been talking about all the good things that God's can do for us in our life through all of our trials. Let go and let God.
Yeah.
He's
got this, folks. He has got this. He knows what he knows what you have need of even before you do. So let him have it. Just give it to the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Cincinnati, we'll see you next Wednesday at 12 noon, right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy. In the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Your brother sing righteousness.